Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday where I am. Right on schedule with you guys. Didn't get this podcast out last night. Tried to. Wasn't feeling it. Woke up early today to get it done. It's been a good day so far. Just had breakfast with my dad. Just watched the news. It wasn't as stressful as I usually feel when watching it. It was funny because I just posted on my story. You can go check it out. There was a guy that was... We always comment on people's bookshelves in their Zooms when they're doing like remote interviews. And this one guy had like a pile of books in like a tent. It looked like a, you know, when you go to REI or another fucking, why can't I think of another camping store? Camp World. What's the one that Marcus Lemonis owns? You know, The Prophet. Have you ever seen the show The Prophet? If you haven't, check that out. It's a fucking great show. Camp World or whatever. Anyway, you go to those shops and they have like demos of the tent, like tiny tents. Which I always loved as a kid because I was like, why can't kids buy those tiny tents for their American Girl dolls? That's what this guy looked like he had for his books. It was in the corner and it's just, he piled a bunch of books in a tent in the corner. It's so weird looking. Go check it out. So my dad and I had a good laugh about that this morning. Meditated with my dog. My dog Luigi is just like not feeling me. It's really upsetting. I just want a dog who like loves me. He used to. He's just very withdrawn now. I truly have like a teenager animal. I'm a deadbeat mom. I mean, let's face it. I had him. I got him when he was probably two. We were together for 2 years. And then I pawned him off on my family. And he's had a great life everywhere he's gone. He's been to my sister's. He lived with my sister for a year. Then he lived with my sister's father-in-law, who's like the gentlest man ever, for 6 months. And now he's back with me. And he fucking doesn't care for me. You know, I get it. I'm the deadbeat mom that's like, wants to have a relationship with my son. He's a teenager. I didn't leave him, he probably would not be feeling me. But add on to it the abandonment issues. And he's just like, I know you're going to split again. I'm not getting close. He kind of takes after me, I'd say. I mean, he does get cuddly when I like force him to, but he won't come to me and like cuddle up next. I have to like grab him and be like, get over here. And then he kind of goes, all right. And he like loves it, but I have to force it. I don't know. It's, you know, anyone you could probably judge how I said pawning off my dog on family members. It's like, you know, I just wanted him to have a better life than I could give him. And I know that's an excuse that deadbeat moms use, but like, it's just true. When he was living with me in New York, when I finally decided to tell my parents, like, yeah, will you take him to Lauren? Or when I asked my sister Lauren to take him, I was bringing him to daycare in the mornings because I would do my radio show and bring him over at like, drop him off at 9, him and Marion. And Marion, by the way, pawned her off on my parents. She couldn't be happier. And she loves me equally. She just doesn't care. She'll just go anywhere. She literally, we could drop her off anywhere and she would be fine within a day. She would just love them and accept them as her pack. And Luigi's just a little more sensitive. But anyway, I used to just watch them on this camera that they had set up at the doggy daycare. And all the dogs would be playing. There'd be like 20 dogs in a room. I mean, it wasn't ideal, but it was the most expensive place I could find. So they assumed they probably were paying the people the best. Equals those people would probably be in the best mood and treat my dog the nicest. And then I would watch the camera. I would go to work and I would watch the camera that was in the corner. And my dogs would just stare out the window. They would just sit at the window and wait for me to come back. And they would not move from that spot for 4 hours. And I would call the place and I'd be like, can you get Luigi and Marion away from the window? I mean, it's just, well, you'd try to engage them and then they would, and then they would run back to the window. I mean, it was just, it was heartbreaking to watch, and I couldn't do it anymore. Every time I brought them to that place, they were just like, please don't leave. We're just going to sit and look at the window all day. And I'm like, but I can't bring you to work and I don't want you to be in my apartment because you bark too much and it's too tiny. And then what were you going to do? And then I was hiring Andrew to walk them 3 times a day. I would walk them 2 or 3 times a day. I was trying to get them out as much, but it's just, I felt too bad having them. So now they have a life here and they have a huge house and they walk around and Luigi's happy, but he's not happy with me. And I want to take him to wherever I go next, but I feel like he doesn't want to go. He'd rather go back with my sister or something. I don't know. I just wish he could talk. Just tell me what you want. Tell me where you want to go. Who do you want to live with? Of everyone you've lived with, who do you like the best? Are you just going through a phase, or do you want to stick this out with me? I would like to know. Moving on. I haven't lived much of a day today, so I'm going to just check and see what's going on in the world. And by that, I mean I go to the Daily Mail, which is the shittiest news source that you can find. Oh, Chrissy Teigen lost her baby. Fuck. Okay, well, that's sad as shit. She said, we are shocked in the kind of deep pain you only hear about, the kind of pain we've never felt before. We were never able to stop the bleeding and give our baby the fluids. Oh, boy. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to start off on this foot, but listen, it fucking happens. They lost their baby. How old was the baby? They're holding it. I think she was pretty fucking pregnant. Oh, God. Oh, God. They named him Jack. It's unclear. They won't really say. Chrissy and John revealed in August that they were expecting. Oh, boy. Well, fuck. That's really depressing. Sorry to Chrissy Teigen. Oh, she posted a picture of her crying. What a sweetie. And there's like a nurse in the background just like entering some data into a computer. That's a heartbreaking photo. She's sitting on the edge of a bed, leaning over, crying. And you see two big, fat crocodile tears. Not crocodile tears, because I think that insinuates that they're fake. What does crocodile tears mean? Crocodile tears. We're going to learn something here. You guys probably already fucking know. But I didn't want to... That means tears, expressions of sorrow that are insincere. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Take back what I just said. I don't know. But they're just huge tears. Oh, poor thing. And then there's this, like, nurse in the background with a fucking top knot. Just entering some data. It's pretty juxtaposed image. Oh, God, the Daily Mail's, like, freezing on this picture. I can't even get out of it. They're not even letting me move on to some lighter news of, like, oh, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's new girlfriend's thigh gap. Come on, guys. Show me what I want. Some bullshit about celebrities that I don't really deserve to know because they've been stalked and harassed. Wow, this site is truly, like, a fucking... You know what the two places... First of all, when you have an Apple computer, you rarely get, like, spam, right? Like, I don't know what it's like. I haven't had, like, a Windows operating system for a while. But all those computers ended up being disgusting and overrun by spyware. I don't... Crocodile tears. I don't know words, clearly. But Apple, it, for some reason, why does it never get... I mean, it gets a little buggy. I mean, eventually I just have to give my computers to my parents, and then my brother-in-law like cleans them out, and then my parents can like kind of use them. But they do slow down. I mean, my brand... every time I get a new computer, every time I get a new car, every time I get a new anything, I'm like, I'm going to keep this so pristine, not going to download a bunch of stuff. But somehow it just gets overrun by bullshit. And so my computer now is just like a nightmare. I got to get a new one. That's the thing in this world. Like I don't repair anything, especially not now where you can't like bring it into places. You can't even go to the Genius Bar. I tried to make an appointment at the Genius Bar to like, cause my computer wasn't turning on for a while. They were like, no, they don't, they're not, we're not doing that right now. And I was like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I guess you send your computer in. No. So I called like a local repair shop. They were like, yeah, bring it in. But I'm like, that's kind of fun. Bringing your computer into like a Circuit City. I mean, I remember bringing computers into Circuit City or VCRs. Like there used to be, used to repair things and then wait and then get them back. Now I literally just like buy new ones and then give the old one to my parents, which isn't, you know, truly throwing it out, but kind of. I just want to repair more things. Like my relationships, my fractured relationships. Gonna pull up the Daily Mail on my fucking phone here because I trust it more than my stupid computer. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Kourtney Kardashian shares a snap of her daughter. Who gives a fuck? Look at it. Brad Pitt's model girlfriend Nicole Poterolski. It's not that hard. 27. Of course, showcases her incredible abs in a trendy tie-dye two-piece for her latest sizzling selfie. That literally is the headline underneath Chrissy Teigen loses baby. God. She's the lucky lady who's spending time with Brad Pitt over the past few weeks, and Nicole Poterolski, I don't mean to be racist, I don't know what she is, was proving just how she caught the eligible bachelor's eye as she took to Instagram to share a sizzling snap on Thursday. The person who writes these, Ciara Farmer. What's your life like? I would like to interview Ciara Farmer, who has to write these fucking headlines. Do you have like, are you going to thesaurus.com like all day long to think of new ways to say glowy, sizzling, on the Daily Mail, they never say legs, they say pins. They're a little British. The model, 27, who was first seen with Brad, 56, in November last year, looked incredible in a tie-dye two-piece, which flaunted her stunning abs. Has anyone seen abs and said those are stunning? Disgusting. Nicole was sure to show off her figure in the bright couard. Couard? Dude, that's a word now. Couard. C-O-O-R-D. No dash. Which perfectly combined casual and sexy thanks to the scanty material. Someone had to write that sentence. Fucking Ciara Farmer had to write that sentence. While she partially covered her face with her phone, she was sure to look sleek thanks to her bouncy and perfectly colored locks. Oh my God. Nicole and Brad enjoyed a romantic trip to his Chateau Miraval in France, where the Oscar winner produces a 390 rosé champagne. I mean, nothing, there's no information in this. There's not even a picture of them together. That's what I want. I want to see how they walk together. I want to read their body language. I want to see if they're going to make it. See if there's any other celeb couples that are dropping in here. Mariah Carey, I heard, did a alternative rock album when she was recording Fantasy. You know, this like highly produced poppy album that she did in the 90s. She on the side was secretly did a grunge album. Or not grunge, sorry, alternative album where she got to like write out her real emotions. And that was just something I read the other night. If that's true, I can't wait to hear that. That sounds amazing. Apparently the band was called like Cheap or something. I wish I was able to Google it right now, but I am one-handing it because I'm holding a mic. Let's see what other stupid fucking headlines are. And by the way, this is my news because the other I can't look at other news. It's just too upsetting. Selling Sunset's Chrishell Stausi, I don't care, admits it's been painful to see ex Justin Hartley move on from their marriage. Oh my God, she was married to Justin Hartley? Sorry. From, wait, isn't he the guy that was in, oh my God, he's so hot. Good job, girl. Now she's dancing with Gleb, my ex-partner. I can't even watch them dance because he's everything, she's everything that he deserves. Just like pretty good dancer, not pretty good dancer, pretty slash good dancer. Everything happens for a reason. I'm grateful for the twists and the turns. I was in the middle of the process. Oh, freezing her eggs. She was in the middle of freezing her eggs when Dancing with the Stars approached me. She was like at the egg clinic and they were like, hey, 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 psst, psst. She's like filling out a form in the office. Do you know how to foxtrot? What about an Argentinian waltz? How old is she? Let's see. Oh, she's 39. Okay. Hello. Wow. Suddenly I really like this girl. She's 3 years older than me. So I'm like, okay, she's great. You can freeze your eggs at 39. I mean, I guess you could do it anytime. They're going to take your money and fucking do it. All right. That was a cool headline. Do you know why that headline was cool? Let's just go back. Because I learned she's 39. Nikki, you're so sad. This one was good the other day. John Hamm, 49, and his Mad Men co-star girlfriend. Don't call her Mad Men co-star girlfriend. I mean, she was in the final episode. I did a lot of research on this the other night. He's dating a girl who's 32. He's 49. Not a terrible spread on that age gap. But, you know, still, I would... Still, 32. She looks like normal. She's not like... I don't hate this. Not that I, you know, he's entitled to date whoever he wants. Even though our cardboard cutouts are sitting next to each other at the Cardinals games every single time there's a Cardinals game at Busch Stadium, which I think they're still in the playoffs. I don't really know. Who cares? John Hamm and his girlfriend, Anna Oselio. God, I'm sorry to all these ladies who we won't hear from in a month when they all get dumped by these famous men, looked happy in love as they strolled arm in arm after purchasing a handful of snacks. This is what I like, is when you get to see what snacks they're buying. Let's see what they got. Okay, it looks like John got some kind of like cheese thing, and she got those kettle chips that are like pickle flavored. She's got big curly hair, which I'm threatened by. Oh my God, you guys, my hair is falling out so fucking much lately. I think I got a message from a girl, some mail from a viewer or a listener that asked me, how the fuck am I doing about my hair and what should I do? Hers is falling out. Let me see if I can pull this up because I do have an update on hair stuff. Okay, here we go. Nikki, this is from NikkiBear5 on Twitter. Nikki, fellow Nikki here. She spells it N-I-C-K-Y, which is fun. I don't hate that spelling. I actually don't hate any spelling of Nikki. Usually when I meet N-I-K-K-I's, I always go, it's the best way. And we high five and then I have like a little thing with them. And then anytime I meet another Nikki and I go, how do you spell it? And it's different than mine. I always say, that's better. Because in the moment, I do feel that way. So anyway, Nikki with a Y, I like it. It's the boy version, but it's cool. My middle name is the boy version of Renee. So who cares? She said, I'm icky gal. I'm CKY gal because boys in middle school told me Nikki was the porn star way to spell it, which I secretly liked, but had to act disgusted. You're so right. This girl must be a little bit younger than me. She must be 32 and showing off her sizzling abs with a guy who's 48 on a beach somewhere. So Nikki, that's so funny because it is the porn way to spell it. And I also do like that my name is the porn way to spell it. I remember when my mom and my sister got, we all got cell phones back in the day. And they got, my sister got her last four digits of her cell phone were 28. My mom's was 2896. No, mine was 2896. My mom later got mine, but mine was 2896 and my sister's was 2869. And I was so jealous. I couldn't admit it, but I was jealous that hers was like dirty. I was like, of course she kisses boys before me. She has sex before me. She's younger than me, but she taught me how to like pluck my eyebrows. She's popular. All the boys in my grade want to date her. And her number says 69. That's so cool. She'll probably 69 before me too. Okay, so this girl wrote, anyway, today was a hair wash day for me, and as I had a dramatic meltdown in the shower, tangled in webs of hair strands, I of course thought of you. Oh, I love being thought of in the shower. I can't imagine you haven't found a hack to this. I mean, you're verified, for Christ's sake. You have a beauty crew. Not really anymore, but you're right. I used to. Where's the Hollywood insider tip? Please help a fellow balding chick out, because this shit is no bueno. Red heart everything you do and say. Okay, thank you so much for writing. Before we go to break, I will tell you what's been going on with my hair shit. Okay. So usually I only wash my hair once every 7 to 9 days because it was so disturbing, all the amounts that were falling out every couple days. Because usually, back before COVID, I would wash my hair probably every day, every other day at the very least. And that was fine. I blow dry it. It was just like the way it was, because my hair would get like greasy too easily and messy when I slept, because I sweat when I sleep, or I used to. That went away. That's weird. So anyway, now I'm in the habit of doing it once every 7 days, because when a bunch falls out, then I can convince myself, oh my gosh, it didn't. That's how much should fall out, Nikki. You know, you haven't washed it in 7 days. That means like it had to 7 days shed. So, oh my God, I gotta get going. So I convinced myself that that was the reason why. So that was to protect myself from freaking out about all the hair falling out. It's often how I don't look at a picture of myself that is taken until way after the picture has been taken, like days later, so that if I don't like the picture, I can convince myself I've changed since then. And if I do like the picture, I can be like, I'm still that hot. Self-preservation, little tricks I use. Anyway, yesterday I had to wash my hair for the first time. I had to wash my hair 2 days after I had previously washed my hair, because it was just like gross and it didn't do a good job 2 days ago. So I had to rewash it 2 days later, sooner than I would have liked. So much hair came out, so much. An undeniable amount, like where it's like, that's not okay for 2 days ago. I washed it and brushed it and thought I got all the hair out. And now 2 days later, this like a massive amount came out. And I just don't care anymore. I honestly don't care. I like feel sad. I was planning on writing a letter to my hair, thanking it for doing what, like I literally a card. I'm going to do it later today if I have time. Writing a card to my hair, thanking for the hairs that are currently staying. But I'm taking all the vitamins I should. I'm actually going to an appointment at 9:30 this morning, which is in less than 1 hour, to go check out a PRP treatment, which is where you have your blood taken out of your body, whipped around in a machine, and then injected back in your scalp to promote hair growth. So, and I'm also, I just got a hormone test done. I'm getting the results of that on Tuesday. There's probably a lot of information in there. I'm taking supplements, so I'll let you know what I find. But like, I'm now just like, I've bought Rogaine. I'm not using that anymore because that's for like women pattern baldness. I don't have that. I just have like crazy amounts of shedding that don't really fit a pattern. And that's where I'm at. I'll literally do anything at this point. I have saved enough money. I haven't really saved that much money, but like, I'm just like, I will spend any amount to get my hair back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I have to get ready and go to the doctor pretty soon here. And I have to jump on the radio because my ex-boyfriend, I call into his radio show every Thursday morning on The Arch, 106.5. The Arch. 106.5 The Arch. So I joined Bumble yesterday. I was like, fuck it. I'm getting on there. had that, you know, I think I did a podcast with Andrew the other night and he was like, do Hinge, do Bumble. Well, I did Hinge. My Hinge is broken. I get no matches, literally zero. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to go Bumble, right? I get on Bumble to see what's out there. Almost within minutes, someone has posted on Twitter screenshots of me on Bumble being like, is this you? Okay, great, cool. Didn't write back to it. So many DMs. I just saw you on Bumble. Just saw you on Bumble. I swiped on you on Bumble. Guess what? The app is designed so that women reach out first. You're negating it. Although, I don't hate that. If you're a hot guy and you see me on Bumble in St. Louis, I don't think I'm going to find the love of my life on Bumble. However, this is what it does. It makes you aware of how many single people are out there, and it gets you like just looking at men and considering whether or not you would like to be with them. In general, I mean, like, honestly, I'm thinking about making it open to women, but I don't feel safe on these apps because everyone fucking blabs. So if I make it for women, then everyone's going to be like, Nikki's gay. And not that that's a problem. And I'm even saying it here that I might do it. But I don't feel safe on Bumble because people be screenshotting shit. And I'm not going to write anything on my profile like, I enjoy outdoor activities. First of all, I don't fucking enjoy outdoor activities, so I would never write that. Do you want to hear what I actually wrote to this guy? This guy wrote me. This guy that I've been talking to on Raya, he's really nice and he is seems very into me. And he's asking me about like St. Louis. He said, I meant to ask, what's St. Louis like in the summertime? I have some friends that rave about the lakes out there. How have you been spending your summertime? And I wrote back, hey, John, things, and he wrote a bunch of other stuff. Things in St. Louis are good. I decided I'm going to stay here, but a gibbity-gibbity-gibby. I don't really do the lake thing here in St. Louis, but yes, we do have good ones. Cool, helpful tip, Nikki. My parents have a cabin on the river nearby. I'm not the most outdoorsy person. I'm just putting it out there. I'm tired of pretending like I'm outdoorsy. That ain't going to happen. If you're outdoorsy, I don't mind being in a relationship with you. And yes, I will go on the occasional hike and you will guilt me into doing things outdoorsy and I will enjoy myself. And then at the end of it, I'll go, you know what? I really loved that. I can't wait to do that again. But I'll only be saying that to you because it's over. And we're going home and we get to go hang out with the dog on the couch and watch TV and order takeout. That is, and I'll be in a good mood because it's over. And I'll be like, that was really fun. I actually like love jumping into that quarry. And like, I loved getting all that dirt in my Tevas. And I loved eating that sandwich on the riverbank. Like, I don't. Yes, there are things I do like about the outdoors, but I like the thing I like most is when it's all over and you get to go home. So I said that to him. I was like, I'm not the most outdoorsy person. I said, I think it's my way of rebelling against my family who loves it too much. Boom. I'm putting it out there. I'm not into it. Finally, when I made my, I changed my age limits for Raya on St. Louis I think I made it like 24 or something because I kept seeing all these people in my area because there's a way on that Raya app to check like who's in your area. But then you can't, that doesn't mean you can swipe on those people. It just shows you that they're there. And you're like, well, I hope they show up in my swiping, but they never did. And I was like, why? And it's because they're like too young. But guess what? John Hamm's dating a 32-year-old and he's 49. What is that? What would that be for me? Let me do some light math. Okay, 29, that's 10, 6, 16 years. So me, that'd be me dating a 20-year-old. Give me a goddamn break. I mean, break me out. Okay, so this guy, how old is this guy? 29, that's not bad. He is, I think this guy's a soccer player. Yeah, he's pretty cute. He's a soccer player, local soccer player. Anyway, he just wrote me. We matched on Raya. He's in St. Louis. He said, still in the loo or you managed to escape? Well, Tyler, you have no idea. I'll let you know soon. Anyway, that was on Raya. But on Bumble, I'm getting lots of guys super swiping on me where it like tells you that they already super swiped on you. And you're just like, but I just wanted to go through some profiles real quick and like share my thoughts about guys on these apps. Okay, so this is a guy, Alexander. He's 34. He's an engineer, all good stuff. He has very intense stare, long hair. Nah, I don't mind it. He's cute. He says, I love any outdoor activity, hiking, biking, paddleboarding, to name a few. After I've exhausted myself, there's nothing better than settling into a comfy couch with a beer and a good movie. Okay, I agree on that, but not the beer part, but fine. I don't care if you have a beer. I'm a recent transplant back to my hometown to be closer to my family and watch my nephew grow up. Watch my nephew grow up is an interesting way to say that. I mean, I know that's like the colloquial way we say, I don't even think that's the right word, crocodile tears. But it just makes me think of him. He's just like sitting in the yard, just like watching his nephew, like, keep growing. I'm watching. Or he just like peers in the window of his sister's house. I'm just watching him grow. Let's see. I'm going to swipe left on him because I just am not into it. Nope. 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 I mean, this is how fast I'm swiping. Nope. Nope. Car selfies, really not a good look, but I understand you guys don't have any friends who take pictures of you, so all you have are pictures, are selfies. It's okay. Okay, Michael, this guy is 27. Front and center is a woman on his thing. He's in a picture with a woman. He's really cute. Come on, Michael, show your own face. The quickest way to my heart is bake me a cobbler and I'm yours. Oof, we're not going to get along. Shouldn't I learn... The prompt is something I've learned. Why is that a prompt? Something I've learned. I learned. That's not him. That's Bumble. Way later than I should have. Dot, dot, dot. Don't trust people who prefer boneless hot wings. Ugh. Oh, come on. I made my age limit like 23 on this thing. Blake, 23. Not going to happen. I just want to see if 23-year-olds are like into it, I think was my goal here. Would they? Kyle, no. Did I mention I can cook? Okay, cool, Kyle. I'll listen to that. Ooh, Ryan's cute. Raised in St. Louis in Connecticut. LSU alum. Just moved back to St. Louis after 17 years. I'm a fan of Netflix binges, watching stand-up comedy, and cooking. Well, hello, Ryan. He's kind of cute. I don't know. He definitely will know who I am, and if he doesn't, I'll be offended. I screenshotted one of these for you guys to read it to you and just make fun of it because it was just so annoying. Oh, this was the profile. Jason. This is what he says about himself. Curls for days. Purple is my color. Positivity is key. Dog picture included. I've been told I was not what was expected. Seeking an intelligent woman who knows what they are. Okay, first of all, who knows who they are, not what they are, who they are. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, by the way, grammatically. I just want to let you guys all know. First of all, biggest pet peeve that is a recent phenomena in the way people talk, and you might have a pet peeve that I just said phenomena instead of phenomenon. I don't know which one it is. I've had a lot of gaffes in this one. Gaffigan. Is when people say that resonates with me. Oh, no, I resonate with that. No, you don't. You don't resonate with something unless that thing relates to you. If someone told you, man, what you're saying, I really relate to it. You can say, wow, I'm resonating with you. But that's the only time you can say that. If you're watching a movie and it really hits you in the heart, you can't be like, I resonate with that movie. No, you don't. The movie resonates with you. And then the other thing is when people say, my mailman that left this package. No, your mailman, who left the package? It's a person. So you say, who? My dog that ate the cereal. Yeah, your dog is not a person. That is correct. My shoes that stink. Yes, those are objects. That. My dad who is watching Morning Joe in the next room. My mom, who is still sleeping. Who is for people, that is for things. Listen, a lot of people don't know that one. Okay, so this person goes, seeking an intelligent woman who knows what they are. I hate that. And then this part bothered me so much. Looking for, okay, sorry. I take it back. Jason, I'm so sorry for this diatribe, but I'm gonna get mad at you for another reason. He goes, seeking an intelligent woman who knows what they are looking for, who knows what they are, and then it was a line break, and he capitalized looking for, and good hair, - please have good hair. Fuck you, Jason. I just got done being like, a guy who loves me will love me bald. And it's like, well, maybe I do have good hair and you just don't know it. It's just I took it off. And then on Reddit last night in the Nikki Glaser Reddit, if you guys go over, follow that subreddit, people will just post pictures of me that I truly don't even remember taking. And last night they posted one. Let me pull it up here real quick. And they said, oh, it's just these guys that like, there's 1,800 people who are members. It was a picture of me that said, and a guy named Ace Poet 007 posted a picture of me from Nikki and Sarah Live. My boobs look amazing. My arm looks, I mean, I look great. It was like this, I was 28, Times Square, in the studio, about to go live. We were probably taping the show when this was taken. And the guy wrote, love this hairstyle. And then the comments are, I would love, A Adjustable wrote, I would love to run my fingers through her hair. That is my goddamn nightmare right now. Let me know, tell you, if you're ever in a relationship with me with the way my hair is now, if you touch my hair, I will, we will have words. And the words will be, hey, can you just be gentle, please? Like, just don't pull it. Like, I can't have anyone, I just can't deal it with it. And I know, like, that's a thing that guys like, is to, like, rub hair, so. Oh, and then there's another picture of me that someone posted. Ace Poet again. I think he's the one that, like, runs this shit. Thanks, Ace Poet 007. He wrote a picture. It's titled Highest and Tightest, and it's me in a pair of high-waisted jeans, and it's crazy how high they are. Oh, my God. I can't believe no one commented on that. I love that. Wow, this guy really likes me. Feels nice. Oh my God. Where he gets these pictures, I'll never even know. Okay, I gotta go because I gotta call into my ex-boyfriend's show. Let's see. He said, I gotta write back to him. I just joined Bumble. Let's talk about that. So I'm going to go on the radio and go talk to my ex-boyfriend about joining Bumble. Maybe I'll be back with a little addendum after this. But if not, squirt. I'll be back. I'll be back. I am in my car. Just got out of a doctor's appointment. Went in for that thing that I was telling you about earlier, PRP, which is, I don't know, where they take your blood and they like spin it in a fucking machine. And then they inject it back into your scalp. It's fucking $3,000 for three sessions, and then you have to come back for like a booster session once a year, so it's like $1,000 once. It's fucking, and guess what, it probably won't work. Like the two girls that talked to me about it, I went into this doctor that was recommended by my friend, who actually has his hair has improved so much. He was like thinning, and he has like he has a really good head of hair now. And he had tried everything, you know, wearing a laser hat, and I mean, I know this guy exhausted every resource. And then he said that PRP worked for him, so I was like, I'll fucking try it. And so I just went in, but I don't think, guys, I don't really think it's going to work. If you're out there being like, maybe I should do that, and you like don't have the money to do it, I wouldn't. If I didn't have the expendable dough to make this, which I really, you know, don't. This is the kind of shit I spend my money on. I buy secondhand clothing, and I buy Lululemon on eBay because I don't want to spend fucking $89 on a pair of goddamn sweatpants. It's making a whining sound. I'm sorry if you hear that. Anyway, I'm not bragging that I have the money to do this. I'm just saying that if this was like, if you have to like go into your savings to do PRP, I would not fucking do it. I think there's a 20% chance it'll even work. And if that, I don't even know if it'll be that noticeable. Every girl that was working at this place had like the same hair as me. No one's walking around with like this, you know, not everyone has like Salma Hayek hair there. They were just like a bunch of white chicks with normal hair. Like, it made me feel good. I mean, my hair is not, I don't want to shit on anyone that was working there. They all have great hair, but it wasn't like, you know, you look around when you go into a place and you go, okay, they're all using the product for sure.
But maybe they're not, you know, maybe they're not giving away that shit for free there. My point is, it's probably not going to work, but I don't really care. I'm at a place of acceptance about it anyway. But she, yeah, I just talked to the woman. They took pictures of my fucking scalp with a close up camera. I didn't even want to look at the camera. I couldn't even handle it. But I'm having a good day so far. Banged that out, getting this podcast done. Gonna do another one for tomorrow's episode pretty soon here. Did the radio with my ex, which was really fun. I did that on the way to the doctor's appointment. It was funny because he called me. They always call me when they're off air, and they go, "Wait, you know, we're gonna talk about this and this," and we're gearing up. And I go, "Hey, Chris, why don't you pull up your Bumble account?" And he's like, "Okay," and he pulls it up. And I go, just start swiping. Just swipe, like, maybe through, like, three girls at most. And he's like, oh, there she is. And he's like, I knew I would be, like, number one. Because they always put the people that are getting the most action up first. And I'm getting a lot of action on there. I know for a fact I'm in the top. I'm an A student on Bumble in St. Louis, at least for this week. And they always put the people who are getting the most swipe rights. And it's not because I'm, like, so pretty or whatever. It's just because I'm, you know, a semi-celebrity. Anyway, I just knew I would show up right away for his, because that's what they always do on Bumble. Whenever you download these apps, they always put their best inventory up front. And so you go, oh, my God, wow, there's a lot of hot people on this thing. And then you keep going and you're like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Where's all the chins? But anyway, he pulled it up and he goes, oh, there she is. And then we both reviewed each other's profiles on air. And it was funny because he's like, Glaze, I mean, these are great. You start off strong. This is an amazing picture of you. Then this picture, oh my God, you're let. Like, he was just like, it was really nice. It was nice. I was like, wow, it's almost like you should, like, want to be with me. Let me just be clear. The reason we're together is not because he doesn't want to be with me. I broke up with him many times too. But I always like to frame it when I'm on his show like he's just rejecting me. It's more fun that way. And then we talked about, what profiles, what you should do on there, how you should present yourself. Because I was like, okay, do I put an amazing picture? Do I do all like my best pictures? The answer is no, because I don't look like that stunning right now. And I want to be able to show up on a date and look normal and not have anyone go, "Aw, why isn't she holding a mic right now for this hike in the woods? Why isn't she have fake eyelashes and a spray tan and high heels?" Like, I've got some stunning pictures, but it's a lot of work went into those. So my profile is, I put a lot of normies in there. A lot of pictures of me just on the couch without makeup. Just like, look at, here's my range. I got a deep range. I mean, I'm unrecognizable range. I've said it before, but when I don't have hair and makeup, when I look like shit and I get recognized, I get offended. Because I'm like, I don't feel like I look like myself when I'm really done up. But I guess I do. I guess there's no really hiding who you truly are. I got recognized yesterday at Starbucks. Well, it's all started. I go to this one Starbucks every day. I love it so much. It's really spread out. I'm one of the only people that works inside. I wear my mask the whole time. Everyone's wearing a mask. Don't yell at me. And yesterday, there's this girl that works there. Her name's Christina. She sees me every day. Hi, Nikki. She's like 19. She doesn't know who I am. But she just knows that I go there. I order two lattes during my stay there. And my name comes up on the thing when I order them. I order mobile. They pop up on our machine. She goes, "Another one, Nikki?" And I go, "Another one, Christina." We have a really great rapport, me and Christina. Anyway, she, yesterday we're talking. She was like, "What car were you driving the other day?" Because she saw me in the parking lot. And I was like, "Oh, it was Max boyfriend's Land Rover 89. Pretty sweet. Now I'm driving I got a RAV4. I'm renting." I was like, "I don't know what I'm doing, Christina." And she's like, she said something about she goes, you don't have a car? And I was like, I don't live here really, but I do and I don't. And she's asking, she's like, I go, I usually live in New York or LA. And she's like, ooh. And then everyone that was around, all the baristas were like, wow. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then I was just like, she was like, why do you have to live there? And I was like, I'm a comedian. I'm kind of famous. I just fucking said it. I didn't say it right away. She goes, I go, I'm a comedian. She was like, can I look you up on YouTube? And I go, well, I've actually got Netflix specials. I've got 3 specials that you can watch. Technically on Netflix, I'm all over the place. I'm on The Fix, 2 episodes. I'm in a special Women Who Kill, which is something I taped in 2009 or 10 with Amy Schumer and Rachel Feinstein and Marina Franklin. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. It's one of my first TV sets, like, ever. Maybe, no, it was like my 3rd or 4th, but early Nikki Glaser stand-up. I don't know that I could watch it. I'd be very uncomfortable watching it, but I think there's some good jokes on it. Anywho, I go, yeah, I'm on Netflix. I'm kind of famous. And she was like, what? And then the one woman goes, I listen to stand-up all the time. And I was like, yeah? And she was like, I love it. And I was like, she goes, what's your last name? And I was like, Glaser. And she goes, oh, I know you. That's what they always do. They go, wait, Nikki Glaser? Oh, I've heard of you. And I'm like, nice. Oh, cool. I always am like, ah. And it's sincere. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so nice. You've heard of me. And then, word got around the Starbucks pretty fast. Because I screamed, I'm famous. I think that's how it got around, was that I yelled, I'm famous. And then everyone knows. And then I went in the corner and just did my work, a.k.a. looking at bralettes and putting them in shopping carts and never buying them. And looking for fun black baseball caps. I'm, like, obsessed with black baseball caps. And then I go up to the bar to get my drink. Probably 45 minutes later, and this guy, this is after he wasn't there when this whole incident went down. He's another patron. He's in there, and older guy, not older guy, but, like, you know, older than me. And I just, like, feel that he's looking at me. I don't know how to describe it, but I just know it must, like, oh, my friend Anya's calling. 1 second. Hello, you're on my podcast.
Hi.
Well, yeah, because I'm in the car recording it, is that okay?
Yeah.
I was just telling them about how I got recognized at the Starbucks yesterday after having announced to the barista when she was like, why do you live? Because we were talking about where I usually live. I was like, I usually live in New York or L.A. She goes, why? And I'm like, I'm a comedian. And then I eventually was like, I'm famous, because she was just like, can I watch you on YouTube? Where can I see you? And I just was like, oh, Netflix. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm famous. And you just got to tell them. I said kind of famous. I never said famous. But anyway, this guy, I felt like an hour later, I felt this guy, like, kind of watching me. I could just, like, feel that he knew. And then they called my name for my drink. And he goes, Nikki. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm a big fan. And I just got, it was really nice. And he hadn't heard the famous line. It was like an hour later after it had all died down and the paparazzi had left. And it was just funny because, like, I don't get recognized here in St. Louis at all because of the I'm wearing a mask constantly and sunglasses. And also no one knows who I am, but I convince myself
no
it's a mask.
Expecting to see a famous person in St. Louis either.
Yeah, but the guy goes, I follow you closely. How would, I didn't know that you were in town. And I'm like, then you don't follow me closely enough. I'm very open about my situation.
Yeah, literally, I've been posting St. Louis GIFs every other day.
Yeah, totally. How are you doing?
That's my favorite thing about you is, like, I've hung out with a couple other celebrities who get recognized and then they act like they don't know what the person's talking about. Like, yeah, I get that a lot, that I look like her or
what?
Whatever. But you'll just come right out and say it. Like, I remember being at the Cellar eating dinner and these people came up and were like, how do I know you? You look so familiar. You just go, I'm on TV.
I mean, I'm surprised at the Cellar that they wouldn't have placed me.
They were just eating dinner. They weren't even at the But yeah, or maybe it wasn't the cellar, but we were definitely at dinner. I remember like being over plates of food and a group of people came up and were just like genuinely couldn't figure out how they knew you. Like, did we go to school?
Yeah, and I just go, well, I'm on TV. I do that a lot. But then sometimes they're like, no, actually, my dad is friends with your dad. It's just like, oh, okay. My dad told me that the other day he was waiting to get his flu shot at Dearburg's. And he felt like a woman like kind of looking at him from the side and he was like, he kind of looked at her and she goes, are you EJ Glazer? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, I follow you on Instagram. And he goes, oh my gosh, are you a fan of my daughters? And she goes, no. He has his own fan. And he like, I was like, you didn't even need to tell me that, Dad. Now I'm kind of annoyed. And
your dad's like hooking up with chicks.
I was like, don't even tell mom that. He was just like, she was like a cute girl. I was like, don't tell mom, she'll be so jealous. He was like, oh come on. But like he had to make it very clear, like, yeah, she doesn't follow you on Instagram. I go, how would she ever just stumble upon you? He's like, she's like a fan of local St. Louis you know, the cover artist. It's like, no one is. It's not a thing.
That would freak me out too. My dad was just like DMing random people.
He's not, like, but yeah, but he does have his own. He has 1,300 followers on Instagram. I mean, it's not too shabby.
Yeah, that's really good. He can start a Patreon soon.
He actually probably could. I mean, people do Venmo him money whenever I post his Venmo on my story. It's really nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot. You have a new album out that I want to tell people about, Queen of the Night. It just came out.
I am Anya Marine on Venmo.
Yeah, Anya Marine on Venmo if you want
to
support a struggling artist.
We're trying to build a recording studio in our basement.
Oh, nice.
Support.
Anya Marine, Queen of the Night. You can find it on all, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, add it to your playlist, favorite it, do all of those things. That's how, like, artists get found and get supported. So do all of that or purchase it and you can go to AnyaMarina.com for any details about the new album. Has the response been overwhelmingly positive?
It's been great. And people are liking my new t-shirts, which I have my favorite artist design. You love him and know him.
Wait a second. And, are those still available?
Yes.
Dude.
And I'm about to.
I want to.
They're limited editions.
So I want one.
Needs to get one.
I'm going to buy one.
AnyaMarina.bandcamp.com.
Anya Marina, those are the coolest t-shirts ever. Wait, did you get it?
I just got it. That's why I was calling to thank you for my beautiful Isabel Marant sweater. You know who I love. So you're getting a free t-shirt, but everyone else listening.
Oh, wow.
You can only get a free t-shirt if you Venmo me or send me an Isabel Marant sweater. Otherwise, you have to buy $15 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, for you, whenever it's your birthday, and I usually remember it's your birthday on your birthday. My mom actually told me it was your birthday this year. I woke up at 7 in the morning to, like, let the dog out. And she goes, you know, it's Anya's birthday. And I go, oh, my God, thank you for telling me. And I go, how do you know? And she goes, Facebook, baby. And I was like, oh, all right.
Julie.
So you like the sweater? It's because whenever it's your birthday, I just type in Isabel Marant on The Real Real, which is like resold clothing that you can get like newish type clothing. I know you don't mind secondhand stuff, and I feel good buying it.
I love it. It's so cute. It fits perfectly.
It does?
It's gonna keep me warm in winter. Yeah, it's like a cool oversized, but it's like it fits just right.
I am obsessed with it, and I've been trying to look for one for myself. So I'm so glad you like it. Yeah, I just type in Isabel Marant, and I like anything. Like you like anything from her, and so you can't go wrong. I think I've done it 3 years in a row for you for your birthday.
I know you have. I have so many cute jackets now from her. It's insane. You're the best. Thank you.
I'm
giving you a t-shirt.
Yes.
I'm gonna see you this weekend. I hope.
Are you going?
I'm working on it. I'm working on getting I'm trying to get everything in order.
Oh, my God.
I have a million things going on. But
well,
yeah,
I don't know that I've told my listeners, but this weekend I'm going away to the Hamptons to my friend Sarah Lena's house. And I'm bringing my two best friends from high school. Her partner was going to come with us, but it's not her partner anymore. It's just going to be me, Kirsten, Taylor, Elna, and possibly you. And so I really hope you go.
They didn't break up, did they? It sounds like they broke up.
No. They just can't go.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Got my COVID
she's
results.
Not her partner anymore. Oh, you did?
Yep. I tested Neggy.
Good.
Yeah.
I gotta get one still. I'm still looking everywhere. My sister's like, I took a test online at CVS, and I was like, I didn't qualify for a free test. And she's like, oh, you have to lie. I was like, okay, so
right, just lie, and yeah, just say like you could have been exposed to someone. You played pickleball with someone 2 weeks ago that might have had it. I mean, that was my whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're looking for any reason to not give you one. It's pretty incredible. You go in there and they're like, "Well, when did you play pickleball with a girl?" And I'm like, "Less than 2 weeks ago." Okay. Well, is there anything else? And I go, "Well, I'm going away to New York this weekend too, and I'm gonna make sure I don't want to have it." When are you going away? Because the results aren't going to even get back until Thursday. And I go, Friday. And they go, oh, okay. So they're like, they're desperate to not give you one. I don't know what that's about. Trump.
Seriously. How hot was young Biden? Did you see my picture?
Oh, my God. The picture of young Biden was so sexy. I thought it was your dad at first. And I was going to be like, whoa. I thought you were like saying like your dad was sexy because you put like fire emojis as a caption. And I was like, easy, Anya. I mean, I know I post a lot of shirtless pics of my dad. But have some boundaries. And then I was like, that's Biden. Good Lord. He was attractive. Biden's hot now. For as old as he is, he's a good looking old man.
It makes me feel safe.
Yeah.
And calm. That's what I want in a president.
Hey, man, will you shut up, man? How? I keep watching that. I
wish you would stop saying man.
I love it.
I feel like he's just trying to ingratiate himself to his BIPOC.
I think that's just the way he talks. And you know what? I feel like it's so funny that you can disrespect our president that way and call him man. So funny. And he goes, this is true. The most unpresidential. I loved it. I love Will You Shut Up, Man. I think it's so funny. And Shut Up is such, I mean, you have a song called Shut Up that is one of my favorite songs of yours. And I've always told you when you sing that song beforehand to tell the audience, like, this is a fun song to play for your kids because Shut Up is like the dirtiest word to kids. But it's not really a dirty word. So the kids will feel like, oh my God, this is the one chance I get to sing Shut Up. You know? And I bet, like, hearing someone say, shut up, man, to the president is, I mean, it's wild. That was wild.
Yeah, it was funny. All the talking heads afterwards breaking it down, and everybody had the same, it was sort of like a consensus of, like, what a shit show, how embarrassing, you know, that was a failure. And I had a different opinion. Of course, my first impression was, what a shit show. But then I was kind of like, I don't know, I felt like anybody who's on the fence about Trump would be like, this is too embarrassing to support this guy. He's such a clown. And then Biden was just like so calm and reassuring.
Yeah.
No.
But he didn't get a word in. And when he did, he had to fight for it. It was just, it didn't make anyone look good. My dad, when we finished watching it, my dad just goes, that was worthless. And I was like, Dad, that is the fucking funniest thing. Please tweet that. And he did. My dad just wrote, that was worthless. And he tweeted it. And I retweeted it and people were laughing. I thought it was so, because it was worthless. Who got anything from that except just fodder? You know, like, and, you know, the Proud Boys got, you know, they're standing by now. What did we get out of that besides just more anxiety? I mean, I've really felt, I said it on the podcast the other night, but I felt like I was, like, it was being in the car with my parents when they were fighting and just being like, no, like wanting to go to my safe space and like plug my ears and just go, please stop fighting. And they go, we're not fighting. We're having a discussion.
Yeah, there's a difference. It's like every domestic.
We're having a presidential debate. Had. That's the new thing. Parents are going to scream at their kids when they go, Mom, Dad, stop fighting.
Your mom's just like, shut up, man.
Yeah, man. I wish that's as bad as my mom's lines got. Man, will you shut up, man? I just love the tone.
Speaking of which, I'm walking by the Trump house in our neighborhood, and they put up an extra American flag. So there's 11 American flags in the front. It's perfectly manicured. It looks like a fake house. And so there's a huge Trump flag, and then an American flag, which at this point, why is that like an embarrassing thing to put up if you're a patriot but you're a Democrat?
I know. I know. I see an American flag and I go, oh God, this Walgreens supports Trump. And it's like, no, they just, this is our country. What is going on? We need a new flag. Yeah. We need a new flag.
I'm excited for next week.
It needs to have Latin. Will you shut up, man? In Latin.
It's just like, hey, chingado, cállate.
Yeah. Yes. I'd sign up for that. All right. Well, I got to go and finish up this podcast and get into this. I'm outside of the very same Starbucks where I'm famous now. So gotta go. But I'm glad you like your birthday gift. Happy birthday. Check out Anya Marina's new album, Queen of the Night. And I'll possibly see you this weekend, bitch.
Yay. Love you.
I love you, too. Bye, girl.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was a special guest. That was fun. Hope you enjoyed this podcast today. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the pod. Squirt. Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.